I've had enough of reading things by neurotic, psychotic, pig-headed politicians. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth. No short. Hello, listeners, and welcome to this edition of 9/11 Wake Up Call. I'm Cheryl. As I frequently mention, there's so much evidence that the official account of what happened on 9/11 can't possibly be true. First and foremost, it defies the laws of physics concerning how the towers came down. There's ample evidence of controlled demolition, and there are over 2,412, to date, architects and engineers attesting to this fact and demanding a new investigation. And secondly, there's an obvious cover-up going on. The 9/11 commissioners themselves have admitted that they were obstructed in their investigation. Their chief legal counsel, John Farmer, said that we don't have the truth, and it's been documented that the 9/11 Commission report itself was written based on an outline prepared in advance by Philip Zelikow before the 9/11 Commission had even met. And there are thousands of facts just like these that completely destroy the official story. Also, we know that the global war on terror is a fabrication, justified by 9/11, to get citizens' support through fear for the military attacks, invasions, and occupations of oil, mineral, and drug-rich countries like Afghanistan, Libya, Iraq, Syria, Iran. All of these countries also were not connected to the central bankers. They refused to be puppets for the West. So everyone in the 9/11 truth movement agrees that the government account of 9/11 is false. But when it comes to the details of what did or did not happen, there's lots of disagreement. We know that the 9/11 truth movement has been infiltrated, and that part of breaking up any organization or movement involves sowing discord within the organization. I observe these activities at work frequently in the 9/11 truth movement. And that brings me to the topic of today's show. Rebecca Roth, a retired flight attendant of 30 years, came out with a novel about 9/11 called Methodical Illusion in the fall of 2014. I interviewed her on the show, and you can hear that interview on radioforall.net, and that's the digit four, so radioforall.net. Once on the site, look under contributors, and then Cheryl with a C, and the show should pop up. But back to Rebecca. In her first novel, Methodical Illusion, she reveals new information that the planes on 9/11 were all sent to Westover Air Force Base in Massachusetts. She talks about the 10 hijackers being still alive and about the flight attendants who made phone calls the morning of 9/11. She believes they made the calls from the Westover Air Force Base and not from the airplanes, since the technology to make these calls from the aircraft didn't exist at that time. Rebecca came out with her second novel about 9/11 called Methodical Delusion, and it just came out recently in the fall of 2015. This new book reveals the Israeli art students that rented space in one of the World Trade Center towers prior to 9/11. And she shows photos on her website, RebeccaRoth.com, of these art students in the towers with cases of fuse holders stacked on the wall behind them. She talks about the art student's name, Gelatin, and the Israeli art student's spy ring operation in the U.S. at that time. Carl Cameron on Fox News also reported on them after 9/11. Many were arrested and sent back to Israel. She's been attacked by several people in the 9/11 truth movement as being a fraud. Jim Fetzer is one of them. If you want to hear what he has to say, go to YouTube and search for Jim Fetzer and Rebecca Roth, and Rebecca is spelled with a K. Another person questioning her is Kurt Haskell, and Kurt is with a K. He's the lawyer who was on the flight with the underwear bomber and revealed the anomalies with the government's story about what happened there. Here are some of their criticisms about Rebecca Roth. First, they said that Rebecca Roth is not her real name. They said she's not married, as she says she is. She gives the wrong age. She was never a flight attendant. and that her email address comes from Langley, Virginia, which, of course, is where the CIA headquarters is located. They say that she is a chemist and sells essential oils online, and they provide a video of a woman, which seems to have a voice very similar to Rebecca's, speaking with a guy named Mike Harris, which is the name of her publisher. And then they come up with what they say her real name is. But Spetzer's name for her is different from the name that Curtis Haskell comes up with. From what I can see, there's not much criticism of what she says, but mostly personal criticisms of her and who she is. According to Fetzer, her role is to resurrect that there were passengers and planes on 9/11. But many in the truth movement would agree with her on that. Fetzer says that there were no passengers involved, but I personally know of a woman, I used to work with her, whose brother-in-law was on one of the planes and died, as far as the family's concerned, unless something else happened that we don't know about. Curt Haskell said he knows her real name, and it's not the name Fetzer gives, but he won't say what it is. Then slips as he's speaking and says her first name is Sarah. So Rebecca Roth has now come out, actually 2 days before the recording of this show, to set the record straight. So I wanted to share it with you. You can be the judge for yourself of what you think's really going on here. As she's talking, copies of her documents showing her real name, which is, and she admits that Rebecca Roth is a pseudonym. Her real name is Corey Ann Ashley Noorani. And she's also posted papers there that show that she was a flight attendant for Northwest Airlines. She has her own radio show that gets posted on YouTube. So you can see these documents if you go to YouTube and search for the Rebecca Roth Show Truth Out. The name of this episode was Truth Out. In the clip you're about to hear, she's joined by someone named Alan who appears to work with her on the radio program. So here's the clip.
First, I'd like to just kind of clear the air. As I called this episode Truth Out, I would just like everyone to know that in the fall of 2014, I had finished writing a book that exposed what happened to the planes and passengers on 9/11. I discovered this using government data and also using my 30-year airline career, knowing the FAA hijacking protocols that were not followed by the flight attendants or the pilots, and continuing to look and using information that I knew about cell phones, etc. Well, I sat on that information in that book for nearly 2 years, and then I decided to release it all in this novel. I chose to use the pen name Rebecca Roth to help protect me from those who might do me harm, because I knew that the information that I had was rather explosive. Understandably so, you think about people like Michael Hastings, Andrew Breitbart, Art Bell, who just recently shut down his show for fear of his life and harassment by these trolls. So, I knew that I had disclosed information in this book and that my sequel would come out that were potentially risky to my own life. As a matter of fact, when I do interviews, almost every person who's ever interviewed me in the last 14 months has asked me if I fear my life from the government. Never in my wildest dreams did I think that the threat would come from those who profess to want to know the truth about 9/11. We often refer to them as 9/11 truthers. For the past 13 months, and particularly the past several weeks, the internet truther trolls have been attempting to expose me as a fraud, and they have made claims that I never flew as a flight attendant and a purser in order to discredit my airline career. I have said in my books, everything that I've said in my books is true, and I can only imagine that they are actually working to help protect the real perpetrators of 9/11 that I have exposed. There is no other explanation. So, how wrong they are, because things are going to come out again in another novel. They have been anxiously engaged in uncovering every aspect of my personal life. Some of it's true, most of it is not. They put the lives of innocent people and friends at risk, and I just cannot abide by that. They have crossed a line, so I have decided to come out underneath the pen name Rebecca Roth and tell you my real name and prove to you once and for all that I'm not a fraud. I'm not a CIA agent, as they claim. I'm not a chemist working for a 6-year-old essential oil company. I am not a chemist at all. I was a purser, and I did fly for nearly 30 years, retiring in 2004. In the ensuing years, I have done many things. I have been retired for nearly 11 years. But of late, I have spent my life researching and exposing elements of 9/11 no one to this point had yet discovered. And what I will reveal in my upcoming books will blow the lid completely off what we thought we knew about 9/11. It's very damning information. So you have to ask yourself, is this really what these internet trolls are trying to prevent coming to light? I don't have an answer. People ask me and I just don't know. But just so that you know, that I flew from 1973 till 2004, you can do the math, and yes, indeed, I was 21 to start my career. I was able to speak about this because I did not retire with a pension. It wasn't an option for me when I decided to leave just a few years after 9/11. I have never received a degree in chemistry, although I have mentioned in many interviews that part of the reason I was able to go through all the 9/11 information and the government documents I have is that I did study organic and biochemistry while I was in college, but I was in college during my airline career because we have really great days off and our jobs allow us to do that. I didn't get a degree because I was in a car accident, and so I just didn't finish. But learning how to research the way I did in those forms of chemistry has allowed me to go through and dissect the information about 9/11 like no one else. So I just want you to understand that because there's been a lot of people lying about things I've said. I have never worked for American Airlines, but as you'll see when you look at the pictures, that I was a flight attendant and an international purser for Northwest Airlines. So there you go, and you will be able to clearly see my real name. So I hope you've enjoyed this bit of information, and do you have anything you want to add to that there, Ramjet?
Well, you know, it's always been amazing to me that people have, you know, been concerned about the fact that Rebecca Roth wasn't your real name. I mean, it was pretty obvious. I think anybody knew that. Authors write under pen names and pseudonyms all the time. J.K. Rowling, for example, did that. I mean, her publisher asked her to drop her first name and use two initials so that it looked like it was being written by a man. She has since written several other books using a total man's...
Doesn't she use a man's name?
Man's name, yeah, she does. And that's not uncommon because you're looking for an opportunity to sell books or to present information to people that will take that, and a pen name often does that. But in other words, it also protects people from the invading eyes of people who want to know all your business. And that happens all the time. And so you did that innocently, hoping that it would protect you and the people you care about. But for whatever reason, these internet trolls have decided that they just wanted to find every aspect about you. And it's not like you've got anything that you're trying to hide.
The thing that really bothered me the most is that they have posted on the internet a woman's name and home address in Texas that I don't even know who she is. She doesn't know me. They claimed I went to college out of the country and in Texas. No, in fact, I did not. And I am not her, and she's not me, and she doesn't even know this. But I'm sure, like I've been harassed for the last 13 months by some of these trolls on the internet, and I'm going to list their names. We're going to do another show. We're going to expose all of the trolls, and we're going to put you out there. And most of these trolls have gotten a free book, or some of them too. I can think of two people, or several people that got both books for free because they were doing radio shows. And one of the things that happened when I started doing the Rebecca Roth Show, or the Reality Check, is that I brought in a very large live audience, live listeners, and the people that were making money from the websites in memberships or charging you to listen to the archives were very, very angry that I left because they were making money off me. And I wasn't making any money off anyone. So they're angry, and that's part of this. I don't understand why it is so important when these are two novels filled with 9/11 research using United States government documentation.
Well, the other thing, too, is these are all men. And they're all angry, and they're all jealous, and they all have egos that they're trying to protect. And for a woman to come forward and present information that had never before been presented in the way that you're able to do that, that makes perfect logical sense, was very threatening to them. And so this is how they've decided to deal with that particular threat is to make your life a living hell.
Yeah, and they're doing that. And so they've endangered innocent people, my friends, my family.
And people you don't even know.
And people I don't even know, and people I don't even know I don't know, because it's really ridiculous. At this point, I'm now accused of being more than a dozen different people. But most importantly, I think that the main trolls, the two main trolls, but they have a troop of them, would like you to believe that I was never a flight attendant. So one of the things I'm going to ask you to do is on my YouTube channel, there is a YouTube that I did, and I've got another one that's ready to upload shortly with a flight attendant who is going by the pen name, pseudonym of Anna. She flew for American Airlines. I did not. I flew for Northwest Airlines. You can clearly see that in all my documentation that is floating in front of your face as we speak. So Anna has joined me again. And again, we're going to talk about some of the 9/11 stuff and some of the just our airline stuff. And she's going to join me again. I've got probably a dozen more flight attendants that I'm going to do some shows with, because we do bring a perspective that no one else does. Now, I guess this is really intimidating to these trolls that airline professionals are now out there speaking. And yes, indeed, we are. And I would like to thank you all. And I'm going to ask one favor of every single person that listens to this, that you make this video go viral. And that if you have friends or family that cannot and have not yet woken up to the truth about 9/11, I wrote these books to wake up the person on the street, not an internet troll or a 9/11 truther that thinks they know everything, or they think no planes operated, as some of these trolls do. It's like the flat earth people. I mean, I see there's a video out, Rebecca Roth thinks the earth is not flat. And so they're trolling on that aspect. But this particular gentleman, oh, I can't even call him that. This particular troll would like you to believe that no airplanes took off that day. Yes, indeed, they did. And I'm talking with their friends and their families and their coworkers. And I have been talking to them for 13 months now. So I guess if we don't go along with his no plane theory, then he's going to attack anyone that he thinks looks like, smells like, acts like, talks like Rebecca Roth. So here you go. And what I'd like you to do is every single time you keep a copy of this link, and every single time you see somebody claiming that Rebecca Roth is a fraud and that I never flew and that I was a chemist. Oh, the best part is I'm a CIA agent. As if the CIA can't find anyone in their 30s, they have to find a grandmother in her 60s. This is just insane. And that's actually one of the things, besides being accused of being a half a dozen people, that most people wake up for. To this one particular troll, it's like, why would she exposed the CIA involvement in her books if she was a CIA agent? That doesn't make any sense. No, it doesn't. And if I were, I'd be dead. I mean, you can just look around, people that were associated with the CIA, that pilot Philip Marshall, other people that had experience working with or for the CIA, once they think that they're going to talk, and I've already talked. I've got two books published, and I'm hoping the third will come out in March or April. And it's going to be a mind blower. So we just want to leave you with that. And as soon as I can get better internet upload speed, I'm going to upload two segments, or 1 hour and a half show that I did with Anna.
And just in the future, we're working on being able to present the Rebecca Roth Show on a weekly, maybe daily, maybe hourly, who knows, basis. And you'll be able to hear us, and we'll be talking about the common everyday run-of-the-mill events, plus the things that Rebecca has been researching. I think we're going to try to expose some of the things that are going to be in her book so you can be prepared for that. You know, there's so much information in this third book that it's just mind-blowing. But we look forward to it. We want you to know that we appreciate you as an audience.
Yeah, and that's right. I just want to also let you know that since my second book came out, I've been joined by people that I like to call a real American patriots. These are people that have served in our military, served in special forces, a special operations unit, DARPA, research and development scientists, and air traffic controllers, not to mention pilots, flight attendants, and pursers. Together, we have formed a team that has uncovered absolutely mind-blowing stuff. So yes, indeed, by coming out with my real name, my life is in danger. And thank you to the trolls for doing that. And most of the people, by the way, either got a free book or never read the book. So those of you that did read the book, you know what's what. And those of you who have listened to the interviews that I've done, how anybody could listen to that and question my 30 plus year career is just beyond me. So that's all I have to say. Well, thank you for joining us. And please help me make this information go viral. And I know the trolls want to hurt, but they have not hurt book sales. So if you want to get autographed books or you want to get books to put into your local library, please contact us. And I'm going to put a link to the store in the links down below. So you can go right to there to get an autographed book or to buy books in bulk or get a book, whatever. There's lots of things going on. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
So there you've just heard author Rebecca Roth's comments and thoughts on the criticism she's been receiving. The only thing she admits to is that Rebecca Roth is a pseudonym, her pen name. And this is not unusual. Just think of Mark Twain, for example. And I can understand why she might want to protect herself by not using her real name. I don't see that she's putting out any information that would actually help the real perpetrators of 9/11. In fact, I think it's just the opposite. However, she could actually appear too good to be true. Yet most of what she says is backed up by other researchers, with a few exceptions, like the planes going to Westover Air Force Base. But even that sounds plausible and makes a lot of sense in conjunction with other aspects of 9/11. One of the criticisms of her is that she blames Israel for 9/11, thus taking the focus off of people in our own government. But this is not the case because she also discusses Rumsfeld, Cheney, Leon Panetta on 9/11 and their corporate connections. And she talks about the fact that the four flights were not intercepted on 9/11 by the U.S. Air Force. So I'm sure the battle's not over, since the cognitive infiltrators will use any discord to their advantage. I hope this show has shed some light on the situation. Hopefully more research by others on these issues that Rebecca has brought up will enlighten us. And as a final note on this topic, Rebecca Roth's second book, Methodical Deception, is much better written than her first book, Methodical Illusion. And again, her website is RebeccaRoth.com. Sometimes there are people who do phenomenal work investigating what's really out there. Perhaps Rebecca Roth is one of these types of people. Time will tell. One person who I've always admired for his phenomenal research and reporting is James Corbett of thecorbettreport.com. So I'm going to end the show today with his roughly 5-minute message on 9/11 that came out a few years ago, but needs to be heard occasionally. It's actually better to watch his video of this, and I would encourage you to do so. The humor comes through more strongly with the video, but since I do radio, here's the audio version.
On the morning of September 11th, 2001, 19 men armed with box cutters directed by a man on dialysis in a cave fortress halfway around the world using a satellite phone and a laptop directed the most sophisticated penetration of the most heavily defended airspace in the world, overpowering the passengers and the military combat trained pilots on 4 commercial aircraft before flying those planes wildly off course for over an hour without being molested by a single fighter interceptor. These 19 hijackers, devout religious fundamentalists who like to drink alcohol, snort cocaine, and live with pink-haired strippers, managed to knock down 3 buildings with 2 planes in New York. While in Washington, a pilot who couldn't handle a single-engine Cessna was able to fly a 757 in an 8,000-foot descending 270-degree corkscrew turn to come exactly level with the ground, hitting the Pentagon in the budget analyst office where DOD staffers were working on the mystery of the $2.3 trillion that Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld had announced missing from the Pentagon's coffers in a press conference the day before, on September 10th, 2001. Luckily, the news anchors knew who did it within minutes.
Osama bin Laden.
The pundits knew within hours.
Osama bin Laden.
The administration knew within the day.
Terrorists who committed these acts and those who harbor them.
And the evidence literally fell into the FBI's lap.
That a hijacker's passport was found blocks from the World Trade Center crash site, if you can believe that.
But for some reason, a bunch of crazy conspiracy theorists demanded an investigation into the greatest attack on American soil in history. That investigation was delayed, underfunded, set up to fail, a conflict of interest, and a cover-up from start to finish. It was based on testimony extracted through torture, the records of which were destroyed. It failed to mention the existence of WTC-7, Able Danger, PTEC, Sibel Edmonds, OBL and the CIA, and the drills of hijacked aircraft being flown into buildings that were being simulated at the precise same time that those events were actually happening. It was lied to by the Pentagon, the CIA, the Bush administration, and as for Bush and Cheney, well, no one knows what they told it because they testified in secret, off the record, not under oath, and behind closed doors. It didn't bother to look at who funded the attacks because that question is ultimately of little practical significance. Still, the 9/11 Commission did brilliantly, answering all of the questions the public had, except most of the victims' family members' questions, and pinned blame on all the people responsible, although no one so much as lost their job, determining the attacks were
failure of imagination.
Because
nobody in our government, at least, and I don't think the prior government that could envision flying airplanes into buildings.
Except the Pentagon, FEMA, NORAD, and the NRO. The DIA destroyed 2.5 terabytes of data on Able Danger, but that's okay because it probably wasn't important. The SEC destroyed their records on the investigation into the insider trading before the attacks, but that's okay because destroying the records of the largest investigation in SEC history is just part of routine record keeping. NIST has classified the data that they used for their model of WTC-7's collapse, but that's okay because knowing how they made their model of the collapse would jeopardize public safety. The FBI has argued that all material related to their investigation of 9/11 should be kept secret from the public, but that's okay because the FBI probably has nothing to hide. This man never existed, nor is anything he had to say worthy of your attention, and if you say otherwise, you are a paranoid conspiracy theorist and deserve to be shunned by all of humanity. Likewise, him, 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 and her. And her, and her, and him. Osama bin Laden lived in a cave fortress in the hills of Afghanistan, but somehow got away. Then he was hiding out in Tora Bora, but somehow got away. Then he lived in Abbottabad for years, taunting the most comprehensive intelligence dragnet, employing the most sophisticated technology in the history of the world for a decade, releasing video after video with complete impunity and getting younger and younger as he did so, before finally being found in a daring SEAL team raid which wasn't recorded on video, in which he didn't resist or use his wife as a human shield, and in which these crack special forces operatives panicked and killed this unarmed man, supposedly the best source of intelligence about those dastardly terrorists on the entire planet. Then they dumped his body in the ocean before telling anyone about it. Then a couple dozen of that team's members died in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan. This is the story of 9/11, brought to you by the media, which told you the hard truths about
his head could be seen to move violently forward.
And
they took the babies out of incubators.
And
mobile production facilities.
And
the rescue of Jessica Lynch.
If you have any questions about this story, you are a batshit paranoid tinfoil dog-abusing baby hater and will be reviled by everyone. If you love your country and or freedom, happiness, rainbows, rock and roll, puppy dogs, apple pie, and your grandma, you will never ever express doubts about any part of this story to anyone. Ever. This has been a public service announcement by the friends of the FBI, CIA, NSA, DIA, SEC, MSM, White House, NIST, and the 9/11 Commission. Because ignorance is strength.
And again, the video of this is worth seeing and sharing. You can find it on YouTube by looking under James Corbett and 9/11, or on the website CorbettReport.com. And Corbett is spelled C-O-R-B-E-T-T. So CorbettReport.com. And now I'm going to end the show by reading a few sentences from a recently posted article on the website GlobalResearch.ca by the website's founder, Professor Michelle Chosadovsky. The article is called Al-Qaeda and the Human Mindset, the Threat of the Islamic State, and Incessant and Repetitive Public Discourse. And here goes. Al-Qaeda-ISIS concepts, repeated ad nauseum, have potentially traumatic impacts on the human mind and the ability of normal human beings to analyze and comprehend the real outside world of war, politics, and the economic crisis. Al-Qaeda constitutes a stylized, fake, and almost folkloric abstraction of terrorism, which permeates the inner consciousness of millions of people around the world. With Al-Qaeda, however, there are no verifiable facts and concepts because Al-Qaeda has evolved into a media mythology, a legend, an invented ideological construct used as an unsubtle tool of media disinformation and war propaganda. The routine use of Al-Qaeda to generate blanket explanations of complex political events is meant to create confusion. It prevents people from thinking. And I'll leave you with that thought. And I hope you'll check out the great website that this article came from. It's globalresearch.ca, and it's one of my favorite websites for making sense of what's really going on in this post-9/11 world that we live in. This concludes this edition of 9/11 Wake Up Call. I'm Cheryl. Thanks for listening.